Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, May 7th, and it's 1:30 p.m., and this is Talk on the Rock. I'm Colette Czarnecki, your host. Today, we have a very dynamic person with us. She has many interests, like traveling and community, Chicago Cubs. She also worked as an American Sign Language interpreter. She's a pastor at Island of Faith Lutheran Church, and she's even a DJ here. She hosts the Thursday afternoon show here at KSTK called Afternoon Matinee. We have Sue Belita.
Woohoo!
Yes, here in the studio. You can call in to ask a question. The number to KSTK is 874-2345. Sue, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us today. How are you?
I'm well. It's so much fun. It's a beautiful day in Wrangell, and I'm glad to be here.
Yes, yes. Well, it is a beautiful day, and I am so excited to talk with you. So I've been wanting to sit down. We talked about it before. I've been wanting to sit down and chat and hear about your experiences over coffee or tea. But we will start here in the studio.
Sounds great. Doing it over the waves.
That's right. All transparent all the way.
That's right.
So I read that you came back to Southeast Alaska. You were in Juneau for 9 years.
Yes.
You came back to Southeast Alaska, landing here in Wrangell just 3 years ago. How has Wrangell been for you during this time?
It is delightful. It is wonderful. It is where we wanted to be in Southeast. Juneau is great. It got us to the Southeast. But even when we were in Juneau, we came over to Wrangell quite frequently for a variety of purposes, ministry purposes, kind of. And just, I love this place. I love this place. So when we had the opportunity to come back, and my husband loves this place. So when we had the opportunity to come back to Southeast, we could not wait. So, this has been the place in Southeast that we always wanted to be.
And you and your husband, did you always want to go to Alaska? You lived a little bit above Anchorage, right?
Yeah, we were in Eagle River for 10 years. We moved there from Michigan. And so it was one of those things where I had kind of glass ceilinged out of my position in Michigan. And so we were looking for the next place to go. And I asked my husband where he wanted to go, and he said Alaska. So I found a job at the University of Alaska Anchorage, and we picked up stakes and we moved. And that began our Alaska journey.
Yeah. Wow.
So, now we've been almost 20 years to... Oh, more than 20 years. We've been about 23 years total in Alaska.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And then, but between Juneau and here, you were in Portland, right?
Yeah. Yeah. American Sign Language was my first career. So when I was at the University of Alaska Anchorage, I was there in the capacity of a sign language interpreter and director of the sign language interpreting for the university. And then I went to seminary. So after seminary, I came back to Juneau for my first call. So I had a church there for 9 years, then took a church in Portland for 4 years, and then came back up here.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be back. Yeah. Jumped at the chance.
Yes. So what are some of your memorable moments here in Wrangell you've had so far?
Do you know the thing about Wrangell? I honestly have to say, even before we ever moved here, anytime we came over here, I would go to Petroglyph Beach. And there is something so spiritual, calming, engaging, peaceful. I don't know really what the word is, but I can be there for hours just sitting, picking sea glass. I love doing that. But that place calls me. And so for as much as I enjoy all of those plate spinning things that you started the show with, I know I'm meant to be here because of Petroglyph Beach.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is special.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Thank you for sharing
that's
that.
Okay. It claims me. It calls me. And it's a special place.
So You mentioned community movie night to me a little while ago.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that? What movies, when, and where?
Yeah. So for just about a year, Island of Faith Lutheran Church, where I'm pastor, has been talking about what we can offer to the community, what ministry is needed in the community. And we are richly blessed by lots of ministries in this community. We're thankful that the Salvation Army does the food pantry, and that between Salvation Army and Harbor Light, they have vibrant youth groups. And we didn't want to try to copy anything or take away from anybody. So we've been pondering, you know, what's missing in the community. That's what ministry really is about, finding a need in the community and filling that need. And we decided it was movies. And partly, I'm sure, my enthusiasm is a big part of that. Afternoon Matinee is about movie music and Broadway music and show music. And so movies, and the fact that we have this great community center, but that really we get one movie a week. And it tends to be what's going to support and bring in a wide range of people for that. And it doesn't always reflect the tastes of the larger community. So we're trying to kind of fill that block a little bit with other movies that aren't necessarily kid-oriented, but could be family-friendly oriented. And so movies that we can get on a DVD. And we applied to our Alaska Lutheran body for a grant to allow us to rent the Nolan Center once a month. And so we plan on showing movies that are fun retro movies. So we've done Wizard of Oz, and we've done Princess Bride. The next one is Galaxy Quest, which a lot of people think is like the best Star Trek movie that is not a Star Trek movie. It's so great and so much fun. So that's our plan. Once a month, we're offering this free movie. It's on a Tuesday night. So part of that is we don't want to interfere with other ministries and activities that are going on in the community. So Tuesday nights, it's an adult night. It's a school night. So maybe it's a time for people to get a babysitter and come out themselves to a movie. You can have a date night. But the movies will tend to be truly family friendly, but not necessarily kid oriented. Once a month, come out, free movie.
That's great. I definitely want to. I miss the other two, but I want to start going. So when is the next movie?
The next one is May 21st.
Okay.
Tuesday, May 21st, 6 p.m. So the movie is free, but the concession stand is open. And so you can have some popcorn and treats while you're enjoying the movie.
Great. Thank you. Okay. So how do you like being a pastor, and what does that entail?
Well, I love being a pastor, and it entails a whole lot of things. So I think I was always meant to be a pastor. When I was growing up, I loved movies with nuns in them and books about nuns, because when I was growing up, the Lutheran Church did not yet ordain women. So I had no female role models in front of me. So I realize now that I followed the female role models that were in front of me, which were nuns. I was very disappointed to find out Lutherans did not have nuns, although there is this one little band of nuns, but we won't go into that. So, but by the time I, you know, started into my career and you know, kind of started my life journey, I had put aside sort of those kind of connections and longings. I have a degree in theater, which I know shocks everyone. And so with that degree in theater, I found American Sign Language, which is very visual, which is very theatrical sometimes in its presentation. because it's meant to be for the eyes. So I was able to do that for a long time, but I always knew that what I was meant to do was to be a pastor. And so finally I paid attention to all of the pokes and nudges and hints that God gave me. And so in my 40s, I went to seminary to start a whole new career.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. It is a wow thing. And being a pastor, you know, of course, many people have the joke about it. You only work for an hour or two on Sunday. And, you know, there's nothing further from the truth. You're thinking about your people all the time. You're preparing things all the time. We're seasonal, so there's different seasons. We go from Easter to Pentecost to the growing seasons to Advent to Christmas and all the festivals and things. And all of that requires preparation and planning, as well as walking alongside people, you know, children as they're growing in faith, the dying, the sick. You are attentive to them and their prayers and their longings. And so, yeah, I don't know a quick answer for what it is to be a pastor. It is a lot, and it's lovely. It's probably about maintaining relationships. So there's relationships with the Wrangell Ministerial Association, with the Interfaith Table of Wrangell, with our congregation. And luckily, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America has ecumenical partnerships. So we're partners also with the Episcopal Church and with the Presbyterian Church. So I've been able to lead their services and get to know their congregations as well. So it's just a very rich mix of word and prayer and relationship and meetings and faith.
Yeah, and community too.
Very much community, yeah.
I don't know what it would be without.
Exactly. And that's the whole purpose. I mean, we're not meant to be, you know, in our own four walls. Yeah. I say every Sunday, we've been gathered up in this time, but now we're sent to go out into the world to share all that we've learned and all that we have and all that we want for one another.
Yeah. So, okay, next, you are one of our lovely DJs.
Oh, well, thank you.
And again, you host Afternoon Matinee on Thursday afternoons. And so for those of you who have missed it, who have not experienced Afternoon Matinees, Sue plays show tunes and movie scores. So what do you love about playing these tunes here?
Well, first of all, let me say, it has been such a delight to have people in the community stop me in the supermarket or at the post office and say how much they enjoy the show. I thank you so much for listening. I know it's a little unique in the programming here. There isn't really a show that's quite that same kind of music. So that's one thing that I like about it, is that you hear music that you don't hear anywhere else. Again, degree in theater, and I love listening to the music in a movie and the way that it creates scenes and adds and enhances. So, and I love sharing that, and I love sharing tidbits that people have or that you may not know about particular movies, you know, little bits of trivia or background or, hey, did you know, that kind of stuff. And it's just fun. So many times I think you can often understand the scope of a movie just by hearing the music from it. You might not know a single actor in it. You might not even know the plot of it, but you can sense it in the course of a movie score, or, you know, get a feel for a particular composer. I love playing composers, and I love exploring, you know, tidbits about that. One of my favorite things during last year, during Black History Month, I played African-American composers, and to discover that Quincy Jones is a prolific composer of film and stage music, but also that his middle name is Delight. Quincy Delight Jones. Once I found that, I've been just delighted by that ever since. And so I love finding those little pieces of things that might connect people or surprise people or delight people, so that it's not just here's the movie score for Star Wars, have a nice day, you know.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. That's great. So you did mention trivia. You are a fan of trivia, right?
I am.
Do you think you are an expert on show tunes and movie scores then?
I would do well in pub trivia in that category. There are certain things. I actually kind of play that with myself. And so just know that there are other radio outlets in the world. So on Sirius XM, they have a Broadway station. And I listen to that. And I try to guess the song or the show within the first few notes. So I do. I kind of test myself. And if I don't know it, I go find it out. You know, it's like, oh, what's that show? Because it might be something I bring to afternoon matinee.
Awesome. Yeah. So I have a question for you. Can you guess this? What soundtrack this song is on?
Oh, okay. The Adam West Batman, Burt Ward.
You got it.
Eartha
Thank you.
Kitt.
Great.
Burgess Meredith.
I also have a surprise for you, too.
Oh, yes?
Yes. We have a special guest here to play trivia with you.
Yay! Oh, Mark knows more than I do about many things.
We'll see.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
So this is Mark Robinson, who is the reporter at the Wrangell Sentinel, and he is as well a trivia guy and a movie soundtrack guy, too, right?
Yes.
And television.
And
see, that's
especially
one,
TV themes.
Yeah, that's one thing. I often will also play television themes, and Mark knows a range of television themes that often makes me just feel inadequate.
Nice.
Don't worry. I'm sure. I fully expect to have, like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, but see, we complete each other.
Yeah, exactly. We are the film, TV, soundtrack group together, the aggregate.
Yes. Okay. So I hope I don't.
I don't know which one's Batman and which one's Robin, but
it does.
Depends on the job.
Yeah.
Do I need earphones or am I good?
You're good.
Okay.
Can you hear?
I can't hear anything.
Okay. All right. So the next song, let me know what movie does this come from?
I can't hear anything yet.
Here we go. Okay, I had to turn the mics off so Mark could hear it.
Right.
What soundtrack?
No, it's shared. We both knew when Jiminy Cricket started singing. It was all that frilly music at the
before.
Yeah. But once you get Jiminy Cricket, we're good.
Hey. Oh, it was Disney World.
Yeah.
What movie?
Pinocchio.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Are there headphones over there?
I don't see.
No. Okay, I'll just turn off them. Yeah. Okay. All right, next one.
There's more. Ooh.
Yes, we have maybe 10 minutes left. Well, we have 10 minutes left, but I don't know if we have enough songs for that. All right, movie is this on?
BG's Staying Alive. Which apparently you can, you know, basically do CPR to that exact
Yes,
beat.
That's exactly what they say, that it's a CPR beat. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. And Gene Siskel bought the white suit that John Travolta wore in that, and it just went up for auction because after he died.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks.
You're welcome.
This is exciting. All right, here's the next one.
We got another one.
What movie is this off of?
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were.
I was thinking Lorena McKennitt. Is that Whitney Houston? Oh, okay.
I've been wrong.
We don't know.
When it comes to superhero theme songs, I have no equals, but other genres.
Wow.
You stumped us.
I stumped you.
I knew that was going to happen.
It's hard. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I am not a trivia person. I've tried. Yes. I'm not that good at it. But this is The Prince of Egypt. I also feel
like I should know that one, huh?
A long time ago.
That feels really embarrassing as a pastor not to know The Prince of Egypt.
I don't know if I've ever even seen that movie, so it's probably not
It's
fair.
Actually excellent.
Yeah, it is actually very good.
Right.
And it's really, I think it's on par with the Ten Commandments in terms of telling the story of Moses on equal dramatic, the same dramatic level.
It is very critically acclaimed and is held in very high regard in Jewish storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. What year did it come out?
1990-something, yeah.
Okay. And you both are right. It's Whitney Houston Mariah Carey, too.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. I don't want to get Whitney Houston wrong.
Right. Okay, next one.
Oh.
What movie? Here we go.
Oh.
Hold on.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. Okay, we have a guess here.
I'm guessing Joker.
What about you, Mark?
No, I'm not guessing because, first off, I never saw Joker.
Oh.
There have been so many movies I haven't seen, but it feels like something that would be along that line.
Should we play a little more? Because it's not Joker.
Hmm. Go ahead.
Here we go. It's going. Okay.
I'm doubling down. I'm sure it's Joker.
Nope. I got nothing.
You were very close.
Okay.
Sir.
Harley Quinn.
No.
Oh, okay.
It is Batman and Robin.
Oh, okay. Man, you're the superhero guy.
I'm good with the.
This is great. You biffed the superhero thing, and I biffed
I
the religious one.
That's horrible.
Nicely done, Colette. Yes. Nicely
very
done.
Very nicely done. But yeah, if you give me orchestral stuff, I'm better. When it comes, because I hardly know any of the Prince stuff from the first Batman movie, and there's plenty of that. But I'm like, it's not my thing.
So one of the challenges, actually, on Afternoon Matinee is not just to play my favorite things, and so that's one thing that Mark does for me is say, oh, you know, here are some things that aren't in my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. And I know I play things that aren't in his wheelhouse. And I've actually heard in the community people say, I was not familiar with that. Right. So that is one of the gifts, is to hear music that's unfamiliar, or, you know, to try that. I did a show one time on video game themes. Mm. Video game music is astonishing. Oh, and yes. I don't play video games. And so to bring that in, my son actually was my advisor on that, and his wife. And I mean, there was some great music.
There's my favorite one from video game music is from a video game that had a short span, but it was popular in its own way, and that was Dragon's Lair.
Yes.
Because Don Bluth animations created basically where you would choose which way Dirk the Daring, the knight, would follow, and either he would save the princess or he would die in a variety of ways. But they had such great music in introducing the game.
Right.
And that's the one that I remember the most. But of course, then there's, you know, Super Mario.
Yeah, and I did. I played some of those early, you know, Pong and Asteroid themes, as well as then some of the more lush music that goes. There's some beautiful music composed for that. So that's one thing I do try to do, is find music that isn't necessarily just stuff that I like. Yes. Or am familiar with.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah.
I imagine, you know, I don't play video games as well, but there's got to be good music.
Oh, there is. I mean, astonishing. And there are, I mean, they sell the CDs of just the music to some of these because they're so lush.
Well, the effects, the visual effects, everything has gotten so, I mean, if you're like playing a John Madden football game, it's like you're watching a football game.
Yeah.
Because at one point you're like going, I didn't know football was going on this season. You know, it's too early in the season.
Right.
So.
You want to play another one?
Yeah, sure.
Guess? Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
What are we? We were.
Here we go.
One for four now.
I know. But I totally expected this to happen. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm about to embarrass myself.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Movie. Okay, we have a guess.
My guess is either Transformers or Pacific Rim.
Mark, do you have a guess?
Nope.
It is not correct.
I don't have it. I just like, wow, that's really great guitar.
I know. Oh, is it Dead Man?
Yes.
Dead Man!
And the one with Johnny Depp?
Yes.
Neil Young.
It's a good one.
Oh, okay. There.
See, my weakness is if I haven't seen the movie, it's not likely I'll have listened to the theme song.
Right. Okay. Honestly, 16 people in the whole world have seen Dead Man. Come on, Cole.
At least I heard of it.
It is a wonky, it's a wonderful, bizarre, wonky movie. But
really
Neil Young did the whole score for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a fan of that movie.
Okay.
Mark?
Mm-hmm.
You should watch it.
I should.
One day.
It's like in my, like, I had taped it a long time ago.
Yeah, see, it's like your books, you have a to-be-read pile, and same way with movies. It's a to-be-seen, to-be-watched movie, pile.
Well, we have one more, and it's a more popular movie. You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. Whoa, one second.
Girl. You'll be a woman.
I don't hear anything.
Oh.
I love you so much, can't count all the ways I've died for you, girl, and all they can say is he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting it down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind.
All right. Any guesses?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. I'm good with orchestral scores and film composed, but
that's
when
so
it comes
fun.
To a lot of movie soundtracks.
Right. And see, that's it. There is a difference between score and soundtrack.
Yeah.
And soundtrack can make a difference sometimes. Yeah. So what's the movie?
It is Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
Watched it once a long time ago.
That's see, that's one I've never seen. So.
Oh, okay.
That'll be intense for you.
Well,
I don't do Tarantino.
My hosting for trivia, I don't know what to say about that.
I'm not worried.
But anyway, this wraps up our talk on the rock. Thank you so much, Sue and Mark, for coming in and playing trivia and talking about your life a little,
you
Sue.
You bet. Thanks for letting us play and giving us some ideas for other movie themes.
Yes. And next, we are going to hop into World Cafe.